Ray Holman is the legislative liaison for the UAW Local 6000. He's on the other end of our line. Ray, good morning.
How's it going, Tony?
It's going very well. Just want to get caught up with you on the legislation that would affect early retirement. Where are we with that?
Well, there's been, if you're talking about the retirement bill that passed last year for state employees, is that where you're talking about? I guess you're kind of throwing me for a loop here.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Well, as you know, they've passed a retirement bill last year that, in fact, required people that have defined benefits or what others would say is a traditional pension to contribute 4% of their salary. And like the previous year, the UAW and other state employee unions have filed a lawsuit. And, in fact, that's going to be heard in front of Judge Joyce Dragonchuk coming up here in May and June. The exact dates escape me. But essentially, the lawsuit is, again, going to say that the legislature violated the state constitution because cutting public employees or state employees' pay is unconstitutional because under the Michigan Constitution, only Civil Service Commission has authority over wages and benefits. And I'm sure what the administration or Governor Snyder would say, well, it's a choice, because if you decide not to pay the 4%, you'll be placed into a defined contribution plan, which is a traditional 401k. But our argument that it's really not much of a choice, you're still forcing a lot of people to take a pay cut, is still unconstitutional. So we'll have to see how that plays out in the courts.
Ray, I found it interesting that if you go to UAW 6000 website, you'll see a link to an opinion piece that was in the in the New York Times, written by Frank Rich, and it's titled "The Billionaires Bankrolling the Tea Party," and it lists the Tea Party America, Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, as well as some others who are helping to raise money for the Tea Parties. And obviously, the union feels that the Tea Party is against it. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, what I could say, Tony, is from my own experience here at the Michigan legislature, over the last, I'd say, 3 years, the Republican Party has really gone to the far right. And we've seen a lot of legislation passed that, you know, it's pretty extreme. You know, for example, I don't know if you've been catching the whole big dust up about the immediate effect where Democrats have been asking for a roll call votes and they've been gaveled down. And there's been a whole host of what we would say would be anti-labor bills that have passed. And I know that people on the far right are promoting that. But that's something that, you know, I personally have a witness here at the state capitol. You know, in my opinion, obviously, you know, I represent the UAW Local 6000 public employees, so, you know, I'm biased in that sense. But I think what you're seeing is, unfortunately, a real polarization, you know, that the extremes are taking control over some of the political parties here.
See, I guess I'm confused because the way I see it, and from what I gather, and I'm looking at this from a journalistic point of view, the Republicans and the Tea Party are different entities. The Tea Party wants the government to function the way it was designed in the Constitution, and they want balanced budgets. They don't care who it is that's doing that, and they don't necessarily have anything against unions or Democrats, but they just want that done, and it appears one of the ways of doing that is to make sure, from their perspective, that unions, that the benefits and the wages that they'd receive are more in line with the private sector.
Well, you know, you make a good point because times have been tough here in Michigan. Everybody knows that. And that's one of the great things about the collective bargaining process. And, you know, that's where you sit down, you know, in our case with Governor Snyder, and you work out a contract that works for everybody, that fit, you know, that fits within the economic realities that you're dealing with. And that's, in fact, what we've done. And so, you know, in terms of being efficient, you know, we're all about that because we want the state to be successful and want everybody, you know, to be have as many opportunities as possible. And so what's a little bit different now, though, Tony, when you're talking about, you know, state budget, we actually have a surplus now. You know, we came out of some really tough years where the revenues just fell off a cliff. But we're back to a surplus now. And so, you know, there's a real push to privatize state services, which we think is, you know, unnecessary because, again, you know, we're bringing in a little more money than we were in years past. And, you know, things have stabilized. And so then it becomes a question of your priorities. So when you're talking about privatizing, you know, child welfare, for example, or you're talking about privatizing services in the Department of Corrections, you know, we just don't think that's necessary, nor do we think that's wise.
But, Ray, hasn't that been our problem? We spend more than we take in, and then even if we get to a point where that is leveling it out or where we get ahead, we want to go out and spend it as opposed to keep doing the things that are making us get out of debt?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We, you know, we want to have an efficient government that's nimble and responds to the citizens' needs. And that's what we want to partner with the administration to have work together to achieve that. And, you know, right now, again, you actually have surpluses. You know, it's, I think everybody's so used to the fact that we've been running deficits and struggling to pass our budgets. But that's not necessarily the case this year. You know, we're running with surpluses. And so, you know, there's basic things that the government does do, that the state does. And one of them is protect its citizens. One of it's to stand up and protect vulnerable senior citizens and children. And those type of things, you know, we can pay for and we should pay for. But when you're talking about being inefficient or you're talking about providing services unnecessary, you know, those are things where we need to look at it.
Do you think that if right-to-work legislation was put on the governor's desk that he'd sign it?
You know, there's a whole big ballot drive, and there's a big push to counter the attacks on working people in the middle class. And actually, not to duck your question, I'm not the spokesperson for that. But what I can tell you, Tony, is Governor Snyder has made numerous comments, and it's kind of hard to pin him down on that. And so I'll just sort of leave it at that.
All right, Ray. Something else I want to ask you about, and you reminded me, what's a working person?
You know, a working person is somebody that essentially has to go to work to pay their bills. You know, there are people that have to get up every day and feed their children. There are people that need to save for their retirement. You know, there are people that don't live off, for example, capital gains or investments that they their taxes are from their wages, not from their investments. So, you know, most people, you know, are working, and we need to get more people actually employed. That's something that's going to be huge coming here. You know, we need to drop that unemployment rate way below 8%. But working people, you know, are the everyday people, just like you and like me.
What about, I know some rich people who work 7 days a week, 70, 80 hours a week. They work their butts off, and for them not to be called workers or working people, it doesn't sound right.
You know, that's a great point, Tony. And, you know, we want to have people that are bright and leaders and invent things and move us forward. And I think the argument's about, you know, paying it your fair share. I mean, when you look at Mitt Romney paying, you know, 13 or 14%, tax rate, and then somebody who works, you know, for Ford or GM, you know, paying 25% of the tax rate. You know, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about people paying their fair share and talking about, you know, a common sense tax code. And in no way, you know, should we try to stifle people or say that people don't work hard. But again, when you're talking about somebody who makes millions and millions of dollars on investments and then only pays 13% in taxes, you know, maybe that needs to be looked at differently.
All right, Ray, before we let you go, what else is one of the state's largest unions, the UAW 6000, going to be watching at the state capitol in the next couple of weeks?
Well, it's one word. It's privatization. You know, they come back from their break on April 17th, and that's something that we're really concerned about for both the Department of Corrections and the Department of Human Services. And so there's some huge budget bills that are going to be moving. I look to see the state budget completed by mid-May, June 1st at the latest. And we just need to keep an eye on this rush towards privatization.
8:48 on a Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Thanks so much, Ray.
Thanks, Tony.